Gisela, do you want to call the roll? I think the recording's already going, right?
It's already going. I have that covered. Okay. Hello, everybody. On today's ops call, we have Mike O'Connor, Jim Galvin, Patrick Jones, Bart Boswinkle, Gisela Gruber-White, Christina Nordstrom, and apologies we have from Olivier Crepin-Leblanc and Julie Hedlund. Please go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks all for joining. I think these calls are probably going to be fairly short most of the time, and I think they will be, too. The document that I shared on the screen is the one that's I circulated late last week, and it's my thought that we would pick up the conversation on the Thursday call with this draft and get the reaction of the larger group to the summary that I attempted of the confidential information stuff. And it may be that we get through that so quickly that we can get on to the next topic, which probably won't go quite as fast, which is the criteria conversation. That one I expect to be several weeks long. But, you know, as long as I've got your eyeballs on it, does anybody have any sort of overwhelming objections to what I've summarized so far? The sort of key concept that I arrived at after looking at the results of the phone call last Thursday is the notion that there are really three dimensions to this, whether the information is sensitive or not, whether it's attributed or not, and then how it should be distributed as a result of those other two. And I came up with a kind of preliminary taxonomy that said, well, the most sensitive stuff sits in the lower left corner of type 1. It stays within subgroups. And then it migrates through type 2, 3, and 4 to the least sensitive, with a middle zone where the subgroups essentially either get to decide that the information is something that can be distributed to the public or needs to be sanitized. So essentially what I sort of came to was the idea that there are two levels of security. There's within a subgroup and there's public. That there wouldn't be a DSSA only level. That there are really, that the subgroups would be the place where the sanitizing took place. And I think that aligns pretty well with the charter. You charterer types, I could kind of rely on you for that evaluation. But I think that what the charterers envisioned was that most of the sensitive information would be contained to subgroups that were under much more restrictive control, and that then the larger group, the DSSA group, would be essentially a public affair. So that's sort of where I wound up, and I'm expecting pretty lively conversation on the call on Thursday, and for the most part want to reserve the conversation for then, unless I've made some huge, egregious error that you think should get fixed before we take this out to the larger group. So I'll just pause for a minute and see if I've done that. And if I haven't, then we'll just push this on to the Thursday call.
This gives me a very good opportunity to jump in, just say hello. This is York. I made it.
Way to go, York. I knew you'd make it. That's good. That's great. Okay. I'm not hearing anybody throwing their body on the track, so that's good. I'm glad to hear that. We'll go ahead and push this out to the group and let them beat it up. This is still think close enough to content that I think it's better to let the group edit it and change it. But again, I wanted to make sure I hadn't just done something terribly wrong here. The other topic that we may or may not get to on the Thursday call would be the criteria topic. And again, if this is a chance for you all to give me some course correction, if the call last week went okay, I'll just do it the same way. I'll make a couple of technical changes so that my phone call isn't goofed up, but
okay.
You know, I'll publish essentially the documents in advance the same way and share my screen again, and we'll sort of go through and combine, let people talk about it, come up with a combined result. And if that's all right, then that's what I'll plan on. I'm not sure we'll get to it, but that's what the second half of the agenda for Thursday would be if we get through this one. Any thoughts on that? I love these calls. Maybe we're going to hit
100.
Is there anything else that we as the ops group need to... Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just roll down. I've given you all control of this document. If you go to the last page, or the second to the last page, the open questions page, there are a few things that we might want to start thinking about as the ops group on that page.
Mikey, may I jump in?
This is sure, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so because you had some questions, and I do not want to let them pass by without answering them from my perspective. First of all, concerning the agenda for the next call, I think moving on in the way we did is okay, and it certainly probably is not the most effective way, but it certainly is a way in that we make sure that the input that has been given by the participant is being evaluated as something that contributes to the overall content. So I wouldn't want to lose that, even though, as I said before, I think it's not the most optimized way to get some results. And we have seen that we needed some reworking of the results. But yet again, this reworking, once again done by you, Mikey, has been perfect. So we came up with a final result. And I think what you have been preparing to my point of view is okay, so that we can move it forward to the group. And
yeah, and I debated whether to do this, and I decided on this particular one to go ahead and summarize it pretty aggressively. Mostly because this is essentially a process issue, and I wanted to get people onto content. I think as we get into, I think in criteria, I'll probably be a lot less aggressive in the summarizing, because I agree with you, Jorg. I want people to feel like they own the result.
Okay.
And I sort of leapfrogged ahead of the group with this particular document. But I did it mostly because I know that some of the folks in the group would get pretty frustrated with us if we spent a lot of time on this topic. Whereas I think when we get into criteria and especially threats, there we really want everybody's fingerprints all over the final result, and we can take it a little bit slower.
I totally agree. One further question to that point is, do you want to go into more details of your summarization, or was your comment thought to let it let it go like that, because I walked my way through the summary, and there are three or four points where I would make a comment. So I can do it in the slides, and so to say, after the call is done, or I can do it right away, whatever you would prefer.
Well, I think that what we should do on the call on Thursday is beat this up and change it. And let, you know, both the co-chairs and the group do that. This really isn't intended to be a final draft. This was really just to sort of take a first pass through the stuff that we came up with and kind of put it in sequence. But, you know, I think it's good to change this on the call on Thursday, you know, for exactly that same reason that... you know, it gives
so you wouldn't want to make any further amendments before it is going out?
Well, it's gone out.
Okay, sorry.
That one that's on the screen, it went out last week. And so I'm hoping that people will review it and that we'll change it a lot.
That's the way I got it. Okay, I wasn't aware of the fact that it hadn't gone out just to the ops group, but to the group in a whole.
Yeah, no, I sent it to the whole group.
Okay.
You know, so that everybody's got a chance to sort of beat it up again. I'm sort of assuming that the ops group's job is to manage the process and so on, but the content, you know, the results of their work, I felt should go right back to them. So I went ahead and did that. I actually pushed out... three documents, and I did it via the wiki, I think. Oh, no, I didn't. How did I do that? Yeah, I did it via the wiki. So they're not attached to any emails. They're just sitting out on a wiki page now. Because that was another one of the action items that I wound up with out of that last meeting, was to get the wiki kind of lit up.
So to your point of view, what would be the next step in the next call? To A, review review your summary and bash this summary around, and B, do some more clarifications on the other documents where we haven't had the opportunity yet to value the input that has been given in Singapore? Are these the two parts you do have in mind?
Yeah, and the way I was thinking that I would tee it up was to say, here's a draft, let's beat this draft up. And here are links to the essentially notes that people took in Singapore. And so use those to remind yourselves of points that you thought were important, and make sure that they are appropriately reflected in this draft. And if they've been missed or if the draft is wrong, use those notes to remind yourselves of things that you want to make sure are in here.
Yeah, right, but basically there are two different points. First point would be discuss the summary, and the second point would be clarify on the input to come up with yet another summary of those input that hasn't been summarized in the way that confidential information confidential information has.
I'm sorry. I totally misunderstood you. In terms of the other parts of the Singapore conversation, my thought was that we would repeat this process for each of them. And so once we've finished with confidential information, then we would go back to the results of the sessions in Singapore.
Okay, yeah.
And repeat this, but a little bit more slowly, because you know, criteria for security, you know, what those criteria are, that's a major content piece.
Sure. Okay.
And I wouldn't...
Yeah, now we're on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That was my thought, was to sort of learn how to do this on something fairly straightforward, like this confidential information one, and then do that process, but a little bit less aggressively on the criteria and threats.
Good. Now I got it.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it's good to get that nailed down, because otherwise we'd get our skis crossed on the call on Thursday. That wouldn't be so good. Okay. Let me drag you all to page 4 of that document that's on the Adobe thing again. And I'm not sure that we need to do anything about these today, but we might want to think about them. Three things came out of the notes that struck me as things that we as the ops group should really think hard about. One is, especially in terms of subgroups, but also, and I think less in the DSSA, we need to have a pretty good mechanism to keep track of who's in which group, because we're going to be asking the subgroups to be maintaining a pretty high standard of security around the information that they've got. And so I think what we need to do is designate somebody as the keeper of the master lists of who's in the DSSA and the subgroups, so that we don't accidentally get into a place where we've lost security because somebody has either rotated out or rotated in without our knowing about it. Bart, Christina, Gisela, do you guys have any thoughts about how to handle something like that? My inclination is to give that to you guys as the staff to sort of puzzle through and come back with an idea on.
Yes, but I think that this is bad. I think as soon as we hit that stage, it's probably time that you need a more detailed work plan as well. Because once you've got it, say you turn it into a project management tool or something, where you can manage the overall process and you have an idea who is in which group.
Ah, good idea. Okay.
I think
so.
Mikey?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Excuse me. This is York. I think there's a whole a lot of more questions that we do have to clarify before we can go into more details. For example, what struck me, what comes into my mind is, like, how do we sub the staff, the subgroups anyway? Do we do that topic-wise, or which subgroups are we going to have?
Yeah.
And who is going to decide who is in and who is out a certain group long before we can figure out who is moving? So in initial state, who is in and who is out, and how do we figure who should be in and who should be out and who is saying so or not? And finally, how would people know that a certain subgroup really exists and which subgroup to address? So I think there's lots of questions we do have to be clear on before we can go into open discussions for, let's say, rotation schemes within groups.
I love this, but it also means that I think we should save all this for Thursday. Because this is really, really good, and I don't want this to just appear in the document. I want that to be something that the whole group participates in. Never mind. Let's save all this for Thursday.
I have a question.
This is Bart. It might be useful, say, at least to collect these points Jörg has raised, and check whether they are addressed or not, and if not, that they are inserted by the co-chairs of the working group in the discussion.
I will certainly do so on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday. If nobody else comes up with that kind of question, I will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the right way to do it, because it pushes the work back out to the larger group.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's, I think, and that's where we can be helpful as staff as well, is to record these points and make sure that the whole group is aware of these discussion points, but that you have a structured discussion around it.
Yeah. I'm delighted that there's lots to talk about, but I really don't want to do it in this group, because I don't want the larger group to get in the habit of expecting the co-chairs to do all the thinking and all the work. Let's save this whole page of conversation for Thursday, and then I think those are exquisite points. So. If they don't come out from somebody else, make sure that you bring them up.
Okay, we'll do.
And then, I think that what happens is that a bunch of action items do come back to the co-chairs in terms of trying to figure out some of those things, because those are fairly process-oriented points. But I'd love to have those issues show up on the call on Thursday.
Now, have you noticed...
So I have a question.
Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, so I typed my question here in the chat room,
but
I wanted to call it out here too. I do appreciate and understand the importance of these detailed questions, and wanting to make sure we have all the right processes for when we need them. I guess my question is, do we really think that we're going to need these processes? The question of whether or not someone is in a subgroup or not in a subgroup, to me, is based in part on, is there an overabundance, a large group of people who want to be in the same group, same subgroup, so we have to turn people away? Is that an expectation? Because if that's not an expectation, then my bias would lean towards not creating processes that we're not actually going to need. If we're going to have that many subgroups, that becomes an issue then too. If you have too many subgroups, you might not get enough volunteers and you can't even get people on them. That's my question. I understand that these things are important and essential, but do we really think we're going to need them is my question.
That's another great question for the call on Thursday, but I just don't know. I do like the keep things simple approach. One of the things that Scott McCormick brought up on the call last Thursday was that his group sort of came up with the idea of striving to do our work in such a way that confidential information wasn't required to do it. And I think that's sort of in the same vein. If we can keep it as light a process as possible, it certainly helps get stuff done.
See, I agree with that too. I mean, I was kind of curious myself about the focus on the need to have a confidentiality policy. And, I didn't press the point there, but I guess I'm stepping in a little bit here to press this point, because I'm also wondering if we're going to have subgroups. I mean, have we already committed to the fact that we're going to need subgroups to get work done, or are we going to try to work as a larger group? I mean, you're already starting the process of working as a larger group by suggesting that we're going to go through the issues that we were going through in Singapore one at a time on each of these calls, which means we're doing it collectively as a large group. So we're already not working in subgroups. And so I'm questioning why groups when we're not even working in that way at the moment.
The way I was thinking about this was that we would work as a large group for a while. And then as we got deeper into the conversation, I was thinking that that point would be when we start to identify threats, that we would at some point arrive at the need to break into subgroups because there would be more work to do.
I like that. You know, I like that plan. And to the extent that we don't need subgroups like now, I'd, you know, prefer that we just jump right in and get work done, so to speak.
Yeah.
When we think we are going to need subgroups and it's clear that the larger group wants to go in that direction, then we take a moment to create whatever process we think we're going to need, or maybe we wait until we need it. Because, again, the question about creating groups and who's in them and who's not, to me, really depends on whether or not we've got too many people who want to join a group and we have to find a way to say no.
Yeah.
Because that might not be an issue, and so none of this matters.
Yeah, and I think that the reason that this point that I wrote down came up was, it was sort of taking a couple of premises in a row and stringing them together. And maybe we don't need to look quite that far down the road until, like you say, we get to the point where we need subgroups. Because we may also find that we need a subgroup that doesn't do anything with confidential information. It's just that we need to break the work up, you know. I mean, on a couple of working groups, we would brainstorm up a whole list of things and then say, holy smokes, we're never going to get this done, and break up into subgroups, even though none of it was secret stuff. It was just dividing the work. And again, maybe we wait until we get to the point where we need it before we nail down all the details.
Anyway, I mean, I guess all that's fine. I've made my point. You know, I'd like to see this group, you know, jump into doing some, you know, quote, real work, as opposed to having discussions about process on Thursday. So I guess that's what I'm putting on the table here and trying to press for. That's my larger point in all of this. So, whatever the group thinks it wants to do.
What if we arbitrarily divided the time on Thursday in half and said, no matter where we're at on this process point, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to transition into the criteria discussion, which I would put in the real work category.
Why not do it the other way? Save process stuff for the end, because that way if we get into interesting discussions on the real work, maybe we should let it continue rather than cutting it off.
No, you have a bee in your bonnet. That's fine with me. Jorg, is that
okay?
Is that okay with you?
I'm in favor of real work. I said that last on our
I think you were singing to the choir there, Jim. Go ahead, Jorg. Sorry, I stepped all over.
That was it. That was my statement.
Okay.
I'm in favor of real work. So, what Jim just suggested sounds good to. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, let's reverse the agenda then, and we'll put the inaugural criterion discussion, which I'm sure will take several weeks, because that's a pretty substantive topic, I think, first. Maybe I'll encourage people to react to this little summary that I came up with on the list. And just spend a few minutes towards the end, maybe the last 15 minutes of the call, taking a look at it really quickly, and again, encouraging people to comment on the list so that we keep the bulk of the call aimed at the criteria discussion. Does that sound like a good approach? I'm going to take the silence as overwhelming.
Yeah, sounds good. One amendment to this, Mikey. I'm not aware whether or not while sending out the summary, you have been encouraging people to comment on it, or was it just here are the notes and we're going to discuss about it on Thursday? If it was the latter, then within our call on Thursday, what we might want to do is start out with what we call the real work. So we are going to discuss about criteria, and then we could spend, let's say, just 10 minutes or so to instruct that the working group or the whole working group is supposed to deliver any comments they might have on your summary to, let's say, the ops group, so that we can in return come up with a new and concentrated version of the summary reflecting all those comments. For sure, this does mean a little bit of work on the co-chair's hand, but nevertheless, it might be a good process to get the real work really done fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fine. And, I'm thinking that we would encourage them to comment via the list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably you can do that in even before Thursday.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was thinking I would do.
Okay.
The note I sent out, I'm just looking at it, was a little ambiguous about what they should do. I encouraged them to review it and comment, but I didn't say via the list. And so maybe what I'll do is I'll push a copy of this document to the list, which I haven't done. I put it on the wiki, and then include those instructions. And or maybe do the whole thing in the agenda note so that people've got all the thinking that we've just come up with in one
mm-hmm.
place. Yeah. Yeah, that works great for me. Cool. I noticed Patrick chimed in favor of real work too. I think everybody's in favor of real work. It's a good thing. Okay. I'm feeling kind of like we have a plan. Does anybody have anything else they want to bring up on this call? Okay. Well, I don't see any need to carry on then. Let's give ourselves another half hour in our day and break this off, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Good.
All right.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Michael.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, all.